So you're listening to Airborne Event on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org on the web. I'm Dan Boda, host of the show. With me today is Tom Carter. Thanks a lot for coming in, Tom.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you're touring right now on your own, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
You have a project with some other people called Charalambides?
Charalambides, yeah, that's correct.
And right now you're touring.
Yeah, this is my big solo venture, yeah.
So what kind of places are you going to be hitting on this?
Let's see. Well, I'm playing, I played last night in just a loft in Brooklyn, and night before that was in Philadelphia, and that was just at a small jazz club. And from here, I'm going to Western Massachusetts, Vermont. There's a kind of a folk festival thing happening there, sort of. Not really folk music, but they're calling it a folk festival, I guess.
There's a bunch of people playing at that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people playing that. It's Dreadfool is playing, Chris Crisano, Paul Flaherty. There's like a dozen people playing. And yeah, there's all kinds.
It's a one-day thing?
Names all escape me right now. Yeah. no, it's actually 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And it will have already happened by the time you hear this.
So. Oh, yeah, probably. That's true.
But, yeah, it promises to be a really nice event. And then I'm heading back to, I go to upstate New York, and I'm kind of circle back through down back to Baltimore, where I play May 9th on my birthday. So.
Oh, yeah. Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks.
You showed me a couple of new releases that you have out.
Yeah, it's there's an LP on Eclipse Records called Root King, and also a CDR on our own label, Holy Other. That's called 4/4 Seas, and that's all new stuff. So is the LP. It's all stuff I recorded late last year, early this year. So.
And one of the pieces that you played today for us is on that 4/4 Seas album, right?
The last thing I played is it's the only actual song on that CD. The other two pieces are improvised. So
right, most of what you do is improvised. Is that
mostly,
right?
Mostly, yeah.
And with Charalambides, do you guys have things in the works right now?
We're recording an LP for Cranky, and that should hopefully will be out late this year or early next year, depending on how quick we can get the thing edited and all that stuff. So
yeah, Cranky seems like a nice home for you guys.
They've been really good to us so far. So
who's producing that?
We're gonna do it. We're doing it all ourselves.
So. That's good. How long have you been doing this kind of music?
Well, let's see. It's a good question. I've been playing the more improvised stuff, I guess, for probably about 5 years or so, 6 years, something like that.
Before that, what were you doing?
Well, I was mostly, I mean, I've been doing improvised stuff all along, but, you know, it's before, you know, maybe before like the late, you know, like 99 or something, I tended to play more kind of song rock oriented sort of things with identifiable chord structures and that kind of thing. But
Did you do time in high school punk bands and things like
no
that?
No punk band. No? Well, no, I was in one punk band briefly in 85 that never played, but I mainly went straight from just kind of garage, dumb blues rock bands to directly to noise. yeah, and just kind of noise and stupidity, basically, and heavy metal. Yeah, I kind of went from there, basically, into just various brands of rock.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting how many people doing kind of noise and out stuff who've got, like, a background of being interested in heavy metal.
Yeah, well, I was always into kind of lots of different music, and it was back when I was in Houston, it was, like, in 86 or 87 or something like that, and I just saw these guys, and they reminded me of they reminded me of St. Vitus, you know, it was that old SST band, and I thought they were Venom or something like that, and I thought they were the most hilarious band I ever saw, so I joined them for like 2 years and deeply regretted it.
Oh, really?
Well, it was all right. I mean, I learned how to play in a certain fashion, which was good.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, when I say metal, it's not, I mean, this was like pretty like Neanderthalish kind of stuff. It wasn't, super technical or anything like that. But.
Right. Where are you based out of now?
Austin.
Austin?
Yeah.
What's the music scene like in Austin?
It's fairly diverse. There's a huge singer-songwriter, country blues kind of thing that, not that I'm not interested in that kind of music, but I'm just not interested in a lot of the artists playing that music in Austin. So,
is that what predominates out there?
That tends to predominate. There's the indie rock scene tends to be kind of organized along pretty specific genre lines, it seems like. But there's also a young and increasingly active improvised music scene, which is cool, and experimental music scene.
That's cool. Who else is out there? What other bands?
Let's see. I'm trying to think who's in Austin right now. There's a couple good rock bands, ST37 and Primordial Undermind, both pretty active.
Yeah, I think they've both been here as well.
Yeah. I know Primordial's been here.
ST37 definitely has been here too.
So. And they're coming back too. So, good. Yeah, also, and as far as the improvisers go, there's just a few musicians. This guy named Carl Smith, who plays saxophone, who lived here for a while in New York. And Chris Cogburn, who's a drummer, who's also played in this area. And this guy Rick Reed is an electronics player, and Josh Ronson. Those guys they pretty much dominate the experimental electronic scene. In that they're basically the only people doing it. So,
Are there other labels out there putting stuff out?
There's Emperor Jones, is I think.
Probably that's in Austin. Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought they were in California. But.
No, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody totally obvious that I'll probably kick myself as soon as I walk out of here. But that's the main label.
Austin's pretty much like one of the big cultural centers in Texas, is that right?
It's a big college town, and basically anybody who doesn't want to live in Dallas, Houston, or San Antonio, or they all kind of gravitate to Austin, and it maintains this kind of small town sort of feel about it, especially out in the suburbs. And, at the inner city of Austin is really nice. It's pretty fairly tolerant, with the exception of fraternities and that kind of thing. But it's a pretty laid back sort of town.
What kind of artists are you taking inspiration from in your playing? What are you listening? What's going in?
Gosh, to tell that, I don't listen to a lot. I mean, I guess I do, but mostly what I tend to listen to at home is a lot of 60s stuff, I guess. I listen to a lot of rock music still. But as far as improvised music, I tend to be more inspired, I think, by people currently active, like fellow musicians just in Austin and elsewhere.
Right.
People I'm going to be playing with, like, are tremendously inspired by Double Leopards. And,
yeah.
Matt and Erica from Tower Recordings and Dreadfool, Thurston Moore.
Right.
I don't listen to a lot of experimental recordings so much. I'd prefer to see that music live and participate in it.
Right.
I think it's much more, it's much more rewarding live, certainly.
Well, it's nice to see. Did you guys play at the Terra Stock Festival?
Yeah, the one in Boston we did.
Right, this past year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's nice to see that, that festival and this kind of music kind of growing up into a pretty, concentrated, coherent national scene.
Yeah, there's something going on. I'm just kind of hesitant to say what it is. I don't know, because I have no idea, really. But, yeah, it seems like there's a lot more people who are kind of becoming more active and performing and recording. And certainly, the CDR, people's CDRs, ventures have all kind of exploded. You know, suddenly everybody's putting out stuff all the time, which is really great.
Yeah. In terms of how you're playing the guitar, what kind of techniques are you using?
Well, first of all, I don't like to use effects. Basically, I do a lot of. I have very, you know, a couple of things I stick in the strings. I don't have like a huge pile of things that I use, but I've got like one or two things I like and I'm able to use pretty well. And I use the Ebow a lot. That's probably the main thing. And of course, I use vibrato on the amp vibrato just because it happened to be there today. But usually it's pretty straightforward. But yeah, I do. I also, in addition to all the preparations in the Ebow, I also have I do a lot of finger picking. I've worked on just kind of real sort of fast back and forth kinds of things.
Right. Just using your hands to get
odd
sounds out of the guitar rather than, say, a bunch of pedals.
I like to start the guitar kind of shaking and sort of just take it from there, you know, because that tends to make these kind of strange sort of, these sounds kind of spike out of the mix that aren't really predictable.
Right.
And that's kind of what I like. So.
Why do you like to stay away from effects?
Just because I think the sounds that I can get without them are more interesting.
Yeah.
At least for me. I tend, if I do use effects, but I tend to add them afterwards.
I see.
Like when I record, I'll just stick with the stick delay on or something later.
Uh-huh.
If I feel it's, usually that's for more pieces with longer tones, so I can get the kind of more the blending and all the strange effects that happen because of that. So,
well, it sounded great. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for having me. Appreciate you being here, and I'm sure the listeners enjoyed it as well. So, thanks again. My guest Tom Carter here playing a solo set, and also plays with the band Charlambides as well, and. You are listening to Airborne Event on WFMU.